This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here to look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start with the Corn Belt. What will harvesting conditions be like from east to west?
Well, it looks pretty good, actually. We're going to have only one or two disruptive disturbances moving across the region as we move forward through this next two-week period. The first one's going to come along as we get into the day tomorrow, actually, and taking us into Saturday. We have some showers that will be in the upper Midwest today, and they will probably become a little bit more significant when we get into that Thursday through Saturday time period. At that point, we will probably encounter a few strong thunderstorms that will occur from Kansas to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. And the storms that occur in that corridor will probably produce anywhere from 3/10 of an inch to an inch of rain, with some localized amounts maybe pushing upwards towards 1 to 2 inches in a few areas. That would probably favor northern Illinois and parts of southeastern Iowa, maybe northeastern Missouri as well. And for the most part, that precipitation event will be a fairly short-lived one, even though we're talking about Thursday and Friday. When it shifts to the south across the rest of the Ohio River Basin, it's not likely to hold together very well. So only some light amounts of shower activity will occur in those areas. In fact, the lower eastern Midwest will probably see a net drying biased pattern through a big part of the next week to week and a half. There will be a second frontal system that will impact parts of the Midwest as we get out towards the middle part of next week. It's actually going to be rather late in the week, and we'll see another chance for some showers and thunderstorms occurring with that frontal boundary. Otherwise, the weather across the Midwest is going to continue to be mostly good for crop maturation and for harvest progress.
Other problem areas around the nation or the planet that you've been watching closely?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about the hard red winter wheat country not doing well with moisture, and that is true in parts of the region, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a tremendous amount of rain coming into places like Colorado and western Kansas or western Nebraska. But we do have the same frontal boundary I just talked about for the Midwest here. The next couple of days will send some thunderstorms across the southwest plains as well. And so portions of the Texas Panhandle and western and northern Oklahoma, as well as south central Kansas, will probably end up with a little bit of rainfall to help improve the planting prospects in that area. But this is still mid-September. We can go until the early part, actually the middle part of October, without getting a lot of rain and still be able to pull off a crop out there. So it's not something we need to be terribly concerned with at the moment. Outside of the U.S., in Canada, there's some issues going on with harvest progress in parts of the prairies. That's not a big one either. And in the rest of the world, I think probably the biggest interest right now is twofold. Number one is in the former Soviet Union. There's a number of wheat and rye producing areas that are quite dry and do need to see significant rains in order to improve the emergence and establishment of those crops. And again, it's still early enough that they should be able to do okay as long as we get some rain in a couple of weeks. And then the other areas in northern India, where the monsoon pulled out about 2 to 3 weeks ago, much earlier than normal. And there's a chance for some rain across some of that crop country in the next, let's say this weekend into early next week. And that should help to turn around the crop and reduce the stress that is present at the moment across that region.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.